What's going on? It's the Ralphie Radio Show. And oh, look, sitting next to me, Mr. Gavin DeGraw, album Sweeter is coming out next month on September 20th. Hello, sir. Thank you for the time. I appreciate it.
Thank you for the time, man. Good to see you.
Definitely. All right. So a lot of people, maybe the casual listener or viewer on the Ralphie Radio Show blog might be wondering, well, where's Gavin DeGraw been? Obviously, you've been working on this album. Obviously, you've been touring as well with Maroon 5 and Train. Right. We'll talk about all that in a second. But something else that I would imagine is a little bit time consuming to you. You have your own spot in New York, like your own like bar and restaurant, right?
I do.
Yeah. So you got to run that as well, in addition to doing all this music stuff.
Well, I don't spend that much time there running it. I'm more of an investor. I'm more of an investor, yeah.
Okay.
And I go there and hang out and just bring friends down and watch music. It's kind of a music venue. So
okay, right.
Yeah. So you know when New York City, specifically Manhattan, when we felt that it was losing a lot of the vibey art thing that we loved about it. The reasons that I moved to New York City, when we felt like that was kind of disappearing, my brother and I opened up a bar there that we could feature music and try to kind of preserve what was going on when we got there.
So if you get on these interviews and say, like, you're the owner and you run it, he probably gets annoyed. He's like, yo, Gavin, like, I'm doing all the work here, man. Like, what
yeah,
do you,
exactly.
Why are you trying to take all the glory?
Yeah. I don't go in there for that, man. I go in there to hang out and watch bands and, you know, bring friends down.
Now, obviously, like I mentioned, you're on tour with Maroon 5 and Train as well right now.
Exactly.
You're doing some dates with them. And I feel like, especially that backstage scene, if you're into yoga or wine drinking, that's your spot between Maroon 5 and Train. Because
exactly.
Maroon 5, I know they love the yoga, and Train, they have their own wine now that I'm sure they've made you try or you've wanted to try.
I actually have not tried the wine.
What?
Unless what I was drinking last night was their wine. It was pretty good. So I don't know if I've had their wine. They invited me in to hang out, you know, and have a glass of wine with them. So I did. But I don't know what their brand is called. Do you know?
Their name is on it. They did like this wine club, and now they have this wine. They're selling it. All the proceeds are going to charity, actually. So maybe they got a couple extra bottles too for the road. Or at least a portion of. Yeah. So
I know it's my charity?
I don't think so. Yeah, I didn't even know. You have a charity?
Yes.
What's your charity?
It's called Put Fuel in My Bus. /
There's a big fundraiser going on for that September 20th, right? When the new album comes out?
September 20th.
That's a big fundraiser.
Yeah, put fuel in my bus.com /
Let's talk about that album a little bit. We got Gavin DeGraw here on the Ralphie Radio Show. You are too much, man. So the album Sweeter, again, comes out September 20th. The first single, Not Over You. That song,
yes.
I know the title track. And how many more did you write with Ryan Tedder from One Republic? Or was that it? Just the two?
I just wrote two songs with Ryan Tedder. And I wrote two songs with a guy named Andrew Frampton. Who does work with the script. Both really great
guys. Are those songs about drinking and heartbreak?
Sometimes.
Yeah. Most of the time with the script they are, you know.
Sometimes, you know what I mean? It's like, you know, it's a funny thing, you know. You're always riding this line between what you are and what you want to be. So it's important when you're writing songs to include not just what you hope to become, but the reality of who you are as well. You know what I mean? Just to be realistic, you know, you have to include some of that. And I just think that's where your fans can relate to you, you know, because that's what makes you human. Part of what's been going on with my career and my writing procedure, I can't just sit around and write songs all day long. I can't do that. I write songs throughout the day. I get ideas, you know, I write little things down, you know. When someone says, you know, maybe you're not on tour for a year or so. You're at, you know, you're in New York hanging out, you know, like watching bands and things like that. That's so important to me as a writer because that's my real life. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
And so,
which you could base the songs that you're going to write off of.
Exactly, man. So otherwise, I'll just be sitting here on the bus singing songs about traveling all day.
Ryan actually has told me on the show before, too, that when he's on the road, he has to write three songs before he gets one good one.
There's a different reality on the road. And because it takes a minute to sort of to tap into just feeling normal.
Is that right?
You know, when you come off the road, you kind of have to come off the road and just be normal. And then go, whoa. Something very effed up happened to me today, and other people are like, what do you think we all go through, man? Like, that's our life. That's our day-to-day.
Right.
You know? And it's funny talking with musicians about their schedule, and then you talk to someone who has a real job, and they're like, that's your schedule? I wish I had that schedule. Because, you know, it's a little bit like fantasy land.
And going back to what you mentioned earlier, the grass is always greener and
exactly
sugar, you know, to everybody else because it's something different and you get bored. Absolutely. Well, the album Sweeter again comes out on September 20th. And of course, you can catch Gavin DeGraw on tour with Maroon 5 and Train. Mr. DeGraw.
Hey, man. Thank you.
Thank you so much for the time. I appreciate it, brother.
Thank you so much, man. Thank you.